It's time again on E-Radio to go off the grid, and nice to have Marius back with us from ProCon SA, telling us about all the latest news. We're discussing everything related to Eskom, load shedding, you name it. Anything to do with electricity, basically. Marius, lekker om jou terug te hê. Hoop het gaan goed met jou. Jy was 'n bietjie in Namibië gewees verlede week.
Ja, goeie dag Ian en ook aan die luisteraars. Ja, ek was bietjie in Namibië gewees, ek het bietjie opleiding gaan gee vir 'n baie groot winkelgroep waarheen ons 'n klomp stelsels heen uitgevoer het en ook vir die installers daaraan. En tot my verbasing het ek 'n paar dingetjies gesien daar wat nogal interessant is. En een van die dinge, ek het so bietjie opgekyk, hulle totale gebruik op piektye is so by 600 megawatt. En 80% van hulle krag word ingevoer van Suid-Afrika af. Nou die reëling met Namibië is dat hulle voer hulle krag van Suid-Afrika, ons gee vir hulle krag, van ons die kontrak sê dat dit is surplus krag wat hulle van ons af kry en ook teen 'n baie baie goeie tarief. Maar die interessantheid is dat Namibië geen load shedding het. Geen load shedding. So, jo. Ek weet nie waar al ons access krag vandaan wat ons sou uitvoer nie. Maar nou ja, dis een van die dinge. Ek het 'n vermoede in so halftong in die kies dat Namibië is dalk een van ons baie min kliënte wat dalk betaal vir die krag en dis hoekom hulle nie afsny nie.
Ja, ek wil net sê, ons het nie surplus krag in hierdie land nie, so so maak het nie sin dat enige uitvoere dan, jy weet, afgeskaal sal word om dan nou vir die land self eerst die krag te gee en dan vir die buurland. Ja. Ek het nie eens geweet, ja. Ons stuur so baie krag vir Namibië nie.
Ja, hulle, ons doen 80% van Namibië se krag, hulle het baie, baie beperkte krag. Ek was so seker omtrent so 5 jaar terug het ek Nampar die van Ektar plant hulle kragstasie het ek vir hulle 'n bietjie gaan help daarso en ek het vir hulle WSD's ingesit in van hulle krane om hulle wil ook die leeftyd van die kragstasie wil hulle ook verleng het op daardie stadium. Hulle groot probleem is met dit is dat hulle moet steenkool invoer. So die oomblik as jy begin steenkool begin transport vooral op see of oor land of so, dan raak het geweldig duur, maar hulle doen dit op 'n beperkte manier, en dan voer hulle ook bietjie krag van Angola af in, maar hulle oorgrote meerderheid kom maar van ons af. Ek het ook 'n vermoede dat, omdat so 'n groot gedeelte ingevoer word van Suid-Afrika, as Namibië beerdkrag gaan moet hê, gaan die hele land omtrent af wees. Elke keer, jy weet, want hulle is maar min, hulle is maar 3,5 miljoen mense in Namibië, en ek dink dit sal hulle, die ander nadeel is natuurlik dat dit geweldige afstande is wat die krag vervoer word. Hulle hoofkrag lei van uit die Kaap uit en dan gaan hy op tot bo in Tumeb gaan hy. So as ons krag, ek dink as ons krag op is dan is hulle in groot moeilikheid. Maar nie te min, ja. hulle sit in 'n land sonder load shedding.
Vir nou. Ja, maar hulle weet nie wat is beerkrag, he, maar dit is vir my so interessant dat jy nou noem dat hierdie lyn al die pad van die Kaap af hardloop tot in Namibië. Ek meen, dit is 'n verskriklike afstand daai. Ek wonder, as jy nou so lang afstand het, verloor jy langs die pad 'n bietjie krag of daarom nie?
Jy verloor so 'n bietjie krag, maar baie, baie min.
Ja.
As jy, ja, en dis alles soos ons sê, alternating current, dit is IC krag wat hulle voer, ons enigste DC lyn wat ons natuurlik invoer, ook weer van die Kaborabasa dam af, is 533,000 volt DC wat ons invoer, van daar af, en dis die enigste DC lyn. Jy weet, dis een van die hartseer stories, dis so gevorderd om DC direct current in te voer, dat jy het natuurlik baie minder kabel nodig, is net 'n negatief en 'n positief in plaas van ten minste 3 of 4 as jy nou nog die aard saamvat, dat is eintlik gevorderde tegnologie wat ons al in 1972 begin het om te doen, en toe was daar natuurlik bietjie onrustig gewees, en op 'n stadium was dit weg gewees, en dis nou weer terug, dis in die laat 90er jare is dit weer terug, en ons is volstoom aan die gang met dit. So die tegnologie en al hierdie dinge is daar, en dis wat dit so hartseer maak, dat ons sit met hierdie gemors waarmee ons sit. Ons is nog steeds veronderstel om die goedkoopste krag in die wêreld te hê, en van die betroubaarste. Ons het net die pap plat val, ons het net die pap op die grond laat val.
Ja, absoluut. Verlede week het ons geluister na die Kaapse burgemeester Jordan Hill-Lewis, wat gesprek was met ENCA, en hy het gesê dat, jy weet, ons moenie, jy weet, die mense raak bly om te hoor is nou stage 2 of wat ook al, en dat dinge verbeter het, maar ons, daar moet geen stages wees nie, daar moet nie iets wees soos beerkrag nie, ons moet, jy weet, ons aanvaard dit te maklik, en ek stem saam met...
Ja, ek dink is omtrent dieselfde soos misdaad. Die mens raak, omdat dit so gereelde basis gebeur, dan raak jy afgestomp teenoor dit. Jy weet, dit is maar net nog, dit is eintlik, is dit 'n skriende skande. Dit is eintlik wat dit is, want ons is besig om ons land te vernietig hiermee. As ek kyk, en ek was nou onlangs, en ek wil nie eers sê in watter stad dit is nie. Ek was nou onlangs, het een groep my laat kom, en ek het gegaan na een hotel toe, een baie groot hotel toe, en die ou het vir my gesê, as gevolg van beerkrag, hardloop hy die gevaar om, jy weet, hy gebruik geweldige hoeveelheid krag, as hy met sy kragopwekkers moet aan die gang kry. En ek begin bestudeer, en ek sê vir my, okay, geef my al die inligting, en die goed wat jy het, ek sal kom kyk, en ek gaan toe, en ek gaan kyk. En dit is die hartseer saak van die ding, is dat hulle kan nie eers dit ordentlik invorder waar hulle moet nie. Dis een hotel wat uit so 240 kamers, nou jy kan vir jouself indink, dit is baie, 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 baie groot, dit is een baie groot hotel, verskriklike groot hotel. En sy totale kragrekening vir die afgelope 8 jaar hardloop op tussen 2 en 10.000 rand per maand. So, is veronderstel om 200.000, ek het vir hom gesê, asseblief, gaan rapporteer het onmiddellik, maar hulle, jy weet, selfs dit wat hulle verkoop, mors hulle op, jy weet, in terme van goeie invordering, as jy kyk vandag, net wat vandag gebeur het, as hulle nou werklik waar, jy weet, met die een arm sê hulle, dat hulle soek bekwame mense, een uur gelede toe Cyril Ramaphosa na vore gekom en gesê die regering sal voortgaan, en ek quoteer het net so om op swart ekonomiese bemagtiging aan te dring.
Ja.
En net die volgende artikel, as jy kyk na hom staan, inflasiekoers is op pad na 8%, jy weet, en met, jy weet, hierdie ouens, elke enkele besluit wat hierdie ouens neem is in directe konflik wat moet gebeur in ons land. En dit is die hartseer saak, en dat die ons mense is so desperaat, dat oorals moet jy, om dit te maak werk, moet jy allerhande snaakse dinge doen. Ek is by een redelike groot aftreeoord nou, wat ons ook vir hulle generators ingesit het, en 500 KVA ingesit het, en wat gebeur het daar is, dit hierdie ouens betaal op hierdie stadium met een level 4 na level 6 toe, het hulle betaal 36.000 rand extra in terme net van onkostes, net vir diesel. So as jy nou, kyk, dis mense wat op aftree ouderdom is, dis mense, ek kan dit bloot net eenvoudig nie bekostig nie. Ons kan dit nie bekostig, ons kan hierdie ding nie doen nie. En weet, in die Kaap, hier is nie eens meer diesel beskikbaar nie, soos hulle diesel brand om net voor te kom in terme van een normale dag, terwyl ons load shedding het wat hulle brand. Jo. Nee, iewers sal moet iets, een drastiese omwenteling sal moet kom iewers vandaan. Ek weet nie waar toe gaan dit kom en waar gaan dit wees nie. En die ander alternatief is natuurlik om maar na jouself te kyk, en ek dink dit gebeur al hoe meer en meer en meer, dat die ouens sien dit, en jy weet, ons sien dat hulle wil nou ook, en ek dink vroeger vandag het jy deurgestuur in terme van die moontlike ding wat in die koerant was van Eskom, wat wil as jy 'n solar systeem op jou huis het, dat hulle wil jou 1000 rand een maand, seker een of ander, ek weet nie of het een type van gaan dit net 'n levy wees of gaan dit 'n belasting wees of wat hulle dit gaan invorder en wat hulle gaan doen nie. Maar dis alles moontlikheid en jy weet ek staan verstom oor hierdie ouens se onvermoë om 'n redelike eenvoudige ding reg te maak en reg te stel.
Marius, our president was very quiet. Last time we spoke, you know, we said, where's our president? He's supposed to address the nation and talk about it. And then he comes out and he's giving a statement by saying stuff that we already know, like we need to act urgently to end load shedding, you know. Like we didn't know that, you know. And Marius, I was so shocked when our president suggested another Eskom, Eskom 2.0. Did you hear that story?
Yes, yeah, I heard the story, and he said that I'm not against it. The only thing is that it mustn't be under the umbrella of the state. If it's a private enterprise, yeah, by all means, it will work immediately, and there will be excellent results. But these guys do not stand for that. They don't want to give anything. It's not worth Denal. It's not worth any one of the state. It's not worth SAL. It's not worth you name it. Doesn't matter where it is. Transnet. You name it. It's not going to work because they not rigged for it. They cannot do it because the business of business must always be business. The moment that the business of business becomes politics, you're doomed. It's really to a stage where a total collapse of our electricity is a reality. And I'm petrified if I'm thinking of something like that, because already if you look at the businesses, they are desperate. There's an accelerated move, especially in Cape Town, for the guys to install solar, to even if it's on a small scale, just to and even on larger scales. I'm sitting with over 7 projects that's over 100 kilowatt each of them, and we're battling to get approval from first of all the city of Cape Town and from Eskom. We're just battling to get approval. So with all these things that's going on, there is still some bureaucracy that we cannot get past it, and it is a sad story. If you see everything is just reducing to rubble. It's this, you know. But the other thing as well is that no minister or doesn't matter, one of them, even, and I believe even the deputy ministers have load shedding, so it doesn't affect them. So there's nothing that they actually want to do to remedy it. If you look at businesses, guys, that's on the brink of stopping, they say they can't do it. They can't go on. There's just guys stopping. Our whole economy is coming to an end. We're sitting with an absurd situation in terms of Eskom that's got the monopoly, and they're begging the people not to use electricity. I mean, what business sense does it make? Yeah. There's absolutely no sense in anything of what we're talking about now.
Interesting to see that in Sri Lanka, they were so fed up with all the corruption going on in government and all the stuff and the poverty that they're dealing with, that the Sri Lankans actually went to the president's house and they actually torched it and then carried him out of the country and forced him to resign. I wonder, what will it take for South Africans to get to that point and to say enough is enough and actually resort to something like that?
Yeah, I think it's we're in a very, very dangerous situation at this stage, because if you look at what happened right over the world, even in the Middle East, and if you look at all, it is just a small thing that can erupt, and you can get energy in a matter of days, or in a matter of I would actually say overnight. Yeah. And what will happen in South Africa if everything gets to a if we have a total blackout, and for, let's say, we battle for a month to get it switched on again? What will happen today if there's no, if in in no in no place is there any way is there even an alarm that's working. What will happen? I don't know if there's no food. I mean, a city like Cape Town, if we don't get food in, we have a maximum of 4 to 7 days of food in a city like Cape Town. What will happen? I think it will be a total disaster. It will be close onto a war. I'm convinced that it will be an ugly, ugly situation. Absolutely. And it can happen very, very quickly.
Yeah, no, definitely. A riot, at the least, a riot going into a war. But anyway, just quickly looking at this article that you mentioned earlier, Eskom's new proposed tariff structure could see households paying the power utility extra for using solar energy. The embattled utility says those using solar power, where still connected to the national grid, may cough up more to over 900 rand more each month. And they're looking, Eskom is looking for new ways to make money, and consumers will have no choice but to comply if NERSA gives the green light for the proposal. So how do you feel about that, being in the solar industry? Is it fair?
I'm very optimistic, and I would actually love them to do it. They must do it, because the only thing that will happen is the guys will go completely off-grid. And the moment that you're off-grid, there's nothing that they can do. So Eskom wants you to, even if you don't use any, if you use any power, then there's still all your service fees and all the things that's happening with it. It's already there. So now they want an additional one. The only thing that's going to happen is the guys are going to go off-grid. So in terms of solar, it's actually going to put the guys in your own boat. I had a meeting this afternoon with a big company where we actually sat down and we signed a deal in terms of what we can do and what they should do. And the board just bluntly say that they cannot trust Eskom anymore in terms of new development. Whatever happens in terms of new development is they will go off grid completely. So they actually don't even want to switch on power for Eskom. They want nothing to do. As long as they produce power, and the principle that they want to do it on is even if you use nothing, it will be a type of an availability fee. So it's available if you want to use it. The guys are just bluntly going to cancel Eskom in total. You can actually spend a little bit, just spend a little bit more, and you off grid totally. So I'm excited, because they will something need to give somewhere, because we can't go on like we're going on now. The whole country will just, in terms of manufacturing, in terms of everything that's going on, we will just fail. So I hope that there's quickly another Eskom that is not part of the government, and I hope very quickly that the guys that we have, a few guys that's actually investing, and that we don't have to import, because 95% of all solar panels that are currently installed are imported from China. So I hope that there's guys that will develop and will take the opportunity at this stage. I think it's a huge opportunity. It's a fairly simple process to start and manufacture locally, and it needs to happen. And the moment that it happens, and because you can, a normal, let's say 100 kVA or something like that in the region, it costs you less than 60 cents per kilowatt to produce electricity. Where from Eskom, in peak demand, it can cost you up to 5 or 6 rand per kilowatt. So it's not something that you need to take lightly. And I don't think Eskom, I don't even think they consider, they're too far away, removed from reality. They don't know what's going on the ground. They don't know what's going on with the people. If you want to have, I asked Eskom for a meeting for a huge solar infrastructure that we want to do on a wine farm, and we're waiting now almost 3 months to have a simple meeting with them, and every time they just promise we'll come and we'll do it. We'll give you a time, and there's an opportunity. We'll do it, and it's just not happening. So they very, very far from reality what's happening on. And I think the guys are just fed up. Everybody's fed up. We don't want to hear, and we don't want to listen to these guys anymore. Something must happen very quickly. And what all these guys are doing in terms of Ramaphosa and all these guys, they should act. They should act very, very quickly, because we're going at the rate that is... you must remember, I just want to mention quickly, and sorry to deviate from that, every single solar system that's installed in South Africa is money of Eskom that they don't get anymore.
Yeah.
So if we install, I installed one, and I'm busy with the installation now. It's 120,000 rand, which the guys are spending on Eskom on a monthly basis, and all those money, and over a 20-year period, which is more or less the life of the system that we install, there will be a real saving of almost 125 million rand. And that's money that went to Eskom, and it's just gone. So they in this death spiral, and I can't see them coming out. They should give Eskom away, go to the private sector, give it to guys that can handle it, take all the government and all the guys that in terms of all the money that they, because they actually just see it in this. This is the next one that I want to say. They just see it as another opportunity for state capture, and maybe not state capture, but definitely in stealing what's happening there, because this is they actually got a black belt in this. They are very, very good in just taking the money and it just disappear. You see it on a daily basis in South Africa.
Definitely. Thank you for your input there, Marius. And then a bit of good news this week as well is that construction started on South Africa's first major solar and battery power project. It's the Norwegian...
It's fantastic. It's great. It's super.
It's a Norwegian renewable energy company, Scatec ASA, started construction on solar and battery power projects to supply 150 megawatts of dispatchable electricity to South Africa's grid. Once it's operational, the project will have a total solar power capacity of 540 megawatts and then a battery storage capacity of 1,140 megawatts per hour, or 225 megawatts. Scatec is building three projects in the Kenhardt region of the Northern Cape under South Africa's risk mitigation independent power producer procurement program.
It is brilliant. I just love it to bits, because this is what's going to save us. If we wait for the government to save us, it's not going to happen. If you look at what happened in the last 20 to 25 years, it shows you exactly, and it's not getting better, it's getting worse. Everything is getting worse. And for the guys doing all this, investing in money, and what's nice, it's not only the guys from China, it's not all, there's local people that's doing it, and I'm so chuffed with what's happening. It is extremely good news.
So that's great. So that's at least a bit of good news, you know, adding to the grid. That's what we want. I saw that Eskom also spoke to media this week, and they said they need at least an additional 4,000 to 6,000megawatts for South Africa to operate. But I think it could be even more.
Yeah, I think it's even more.
Yeah,
I think it's much more. And the last thing that I believe is anything that they say at this stage, because it's all politics. I think we will, after November, when the ANC are finished with everything, I think we will hear the true story, because at this stage there's so much infighting in the ANC that nobody wants to stand up and say anything. They concentrated, and the only thing that they concentrate at this stage is to be in power and what is going to happen in terms of, I mean, even, I don't think, but it is a possibility that we will even change with a president after November. It is a possibility. And it is just, we're at a stage now where we cannot anymore even if there's no, we cannot trust anything that these guys are saying, because they're not doing it on our behalf. They're not speaking on our behalf. They're not doing it on behalf of Eskom or anything. It's going about power and the might, and it's going about money, and it's going about everything that we not stand for.
Yeah, it's so true. Marius, das hy, dis het nou vanoggend week, en jy natuurlijk is van ProCon SA, en jy kan vir ons luisteraars help om van die, soos hulle sê, grid af te kom. Wat wonderlik is, hoe kan ons contact maak met jou?
Ons is www.procon.sa.com en julle kan vir ons, jy kan enige tyd, en ek het al 'n paar ouens gehad wat gebel het, en ek help graag. Een van die realiteite en hoe ons werk is dat tot en met alles, daar's geen geld wat jy hoef te spandeer of enige raad wat ons jou gee nie. So ons doen vir jou al die werk. Ons sal uitkom na jou toe, ons sal met jou kom praat. Ons sal elke huis is het 'n ander oplossing. Daar's geen twee plekke wat dieselfde waar alles het unieke oplossing het, en ek weet dit gaan swaar met ons hou, maar begin met dit, want as jou hoop op Eskom is, dan gaan dit nie baie goed gaan met jou.
Nee.
Jy kan my kontak, my e-pos adres is marius.procon-sa.co.za, en my selfoonnommer is 082-692-0246, so bel enige tyd, bel, maak nie saak nie, bel, ek help graag.
Seker daarom nou nie in die nacht bel nie.
Ja, dus ek kyk ons van die meeste van die ouwens kans het. Kom maar, so na 10 raak het die moeilikheid, maar tot op so met die kant is reg.
Ja, ek denk jy gaan baie gelukkig wees as iemand jou 3 uur in die nacht bel en sê, Marius is bietjie donker.
My kracht is af, ja.
Ja. Ach, Marius, altyd lekker om met jou te gesels, tot volgende week, lekker om die nuus so uit te pak en te sien wat het als gebeur hierdie week, en ek sien ons gaan stage 1 toe die naweek, blykbaar, volgens Eskom, ons kyk maar wat gebeur daar so.
Dis reg so, ek sien ook, ek dink almal sien uit na stage 1 load shedding, waar dit altyd 2 ure is, maar ek dink nie ons moet ons asem baie ophou vir dit, want die oomblik as die oomblik as ons 'n breek stilstand het, dan gaan dit maar net van vooraf begin.
Absoluut, absoluut. Marius, geniet die rest van jou dag en jou naweek, en dan praat ons weer volgende week. Baie dankie vir jou tyd.
En groete ook aan al die luisteraars.
Dankie hoor, bye bye.
Tot ziens, bye bye.